Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in 7 flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at zonepouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches.
This season, Toyota Racing is looking for jugglers.
Aha!
Not the ones who toss balls or rings. Fans that can juggle the rigors of a 10-month-long season across many different racing circuits.
Well, what if I added knives?
What if you added GR Cup, Formula Drift, and off-road racing? If you can juggle it all, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. Formula Drift is a registered trademark of Formula Drifts Holdings, LLC.
The following is a production of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network presents NASCAR Live Wide Open.
Off the end of the back straightaway. Larson's going to send it. Larson's in the wall. Larson's on Hamlin's back bumper. Logano leads down the back straightaway. Keselowski's in line. Now he turns him. Both Team Penske cars crash. Keselowski is up in a ball of flame.
NASCAR Live Wide Open is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. Now, here is your host, Mike Bagley.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another installment of NASCAR Live Wide Open here on the Motor Racing Network. Mike Bagley and the entire MRN crew here with you. After a very interesting weekend in COTA on the road course, now we transition to the short track in Richmond, Virginia. It'll be a night race, Easter Sunday night, coming up this weekend. Triple event weekend. Modifieds will get us going on Friday night. The Xfinity Series will get us going on Saturday. And then the Cup Series will bring us to conclusion on Sunday night. We're going to focus on the NASCAR Xfinity Series in this download today. And we're going to specifically focus in on a driver that will be making his debut in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Probably one of the most decorated late model racers in the entire country. Bubba Pollard has gotten the call, gotten the tap on the shoulder to come drive the number 88 car for Junior Motorsports this weekend in Richmond. And he's on the NASCAR Live Wide Open hotline. Bubba, welcome to NASCAR Live Wide Open. How are we doing today?
Hey, man, good. I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, it's a pleasure that you're here with us. And I know you're looking forward to it. Your fans are looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. We all are at MRN. How about you? What's your, give me a little gut check here on the Thursday before a Saturday race.
Well, it's starting to get real, I guess, right? So, we're excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. Just hopefully we can go out there and just, enjoy it. That's the biggest thing. You know, I always, have high expectations to go out there and win, but in anything I do. So, that's the plan. I feel like Junior Motorsports and Andrew and everyone at Reams giving me what I needed to do to go out there and perform. And hopefully we can just go out there and do the best we can and have some fun.
Now, for many people have a different definition of go out and enjoy it. What is yours?
Run up front. That's I really, it doesn't matter what I do, what I sit in. Or what I do in life, I expect to do the best I can and succeed, and hopefully we can do that on Saturday. We're just going to go out there, like I said, do the best I can, have some fun, and enjoy the moment. Whether everybody's perspective is a little different than that, but it is, because really and honestly, this may be my only shot, and this is the only shot I've had. We've been trying to do this for 20 years, so it was unexpected, we'll just hopefully make the best of it.
When did this first come onto your radar? When did Junior Motorsports first reach out to you?
Well, I tell you, we got back from the Snowball Derby there, and it was just right before Christmas, maybe a week or so before, actually Ream reached out. JR at Ream reached out. And, you know, Ream's been a big supporter of short track racing for a long time with, you know, how Brandon come up through the ranks and what they've done for Kel. Gale getting his first NASCAR Truck Series win. So they've done a lot for the sport. And JR reached out and told me that they were working with Junior Motorsports to kind of put this deal together to make it happen. So between the two, they were working together, and some things had to fall in place, and everything had to align with some other drivers and other sponsorships along the way to make it happen. So with that being said, first of the year, they made it happen, and we're excited about it.
I know you said a few moments ago that you've been trying to do this for like 20 years. What has stopped you from sticking a toe in the water, so to speak?
Well, I was at a point in my life where I'd kind of, I wouldn't say given up, but I moved on to the next chapter in my life. You know, and looking back on it, I always took a different approach than a lot of people, I felt like. You know, I always wanted someone to come to me for my talent. And it just really never happened. You know, different people market themselves in different ways. And I grew up old school. My dad always told you, if somebody wants you, they're going to want you. You know, don't try to push something that ain't there. And it just never happened for me. And I was okay with it. You know, but now we got the opportunity. I'm glad I can say that we got that. We're going to get that one chance, that one shot at my NASCAR start. And I couldn't think of a better group of people to do it with than Junior Motorsports and Ream.
There's a lot of people that may not know who you are, but they know your name based on the conversation your name comes up in. Late model racing, very successful late model race car driver. Do you remember the first time you sat in a race car?
I do. So I grew up right here at the racetrack. My granddad built a racetrack. So the first time I sat in, my dad was racing at the time. So I've been around it all my life. But man, yeah, I was young over here, and we only live a half a mile. We live on the same property the racetrack's on right now. So I remember I wasn't 12 years old when I sat in the first race car. So I've been doing it a long time. I mean, I've had a lot of great people along the way that's helped me get to this point. And even, you know, going back to some of the people who's left, I've learned a lot from a lot of people that's gotten me this opportunity. So yeah, we're a racing family. It's in our blood for sure.
You know, growing up at 12 years old, you still haven't gotten all the answers, right? You're still trying to figure it all out. You might want to be the president. You might want to be, you know, a harbor master. You might want to be a golfer or a baseball player. When did you know that you wanted to be a race car driver?
It was pretty early there, because that's all I knew. We didn't play video games. That's what he was talking about, getting in the sim earlier. The sim kind of struggle with it, but that's another story. But just never grew up video games. We always grew up, you know, outside running around at the racetrack, on the farm, things like that, just getting our hands dirty. So I that's all I knew was racing. And I was 12 years old. You really don't know. And then you get in high school there, and you get to doing other things. And when I got out of high school, I was like, man, I'm not too bad at it. I mean, we're okay. And then my family was in a situation where they could support me racing, and we was like, what the heck, let's go out and let's travel around and see how this goes. So I've had a lot of support over the years with my family backing me. They want it just as bad as I do, and I want it just as much now at 37 years old that I did at 18 years old. So I'm ready for it.
We can drop you into a late model race, and you probably know the driving tendencies of those around you because you've raced against them enough. This weekend, you've not raced around any of these drivers in this type of situation. How do you go about learning the competition, learning strengths, learning weaknesses, and learning how to exploit the weaknesses in the competition?
Well, it is. I'm going to lean on the guy, the Junior, a lot. I'm going to lean on TJ Majors is going to spot for me. I'm gonna lean on those guys a good bit, and then, you know, I've had a lot of the guys reach out to me, like Josh Berry, Noah Gragson, Carson, Dale Jr.'s helped me a lot. There's really so many. I mean, it's been overwhelming, the amount of people. Kyle Busch has reached out, and Kyle's like, I was like, I need some help. Kyle's like, I just do it. Don't worry about it. Just go out there and do what you need to do. So, but yeah, it's a lot of those guys reached out. I've watched a lot of replays of the racing, and a lot of those guys I have raced against. They're pretty aggressive on the restarts and things like that. So I've tried to do as much homework as I could to learn, but there is some guys I've raced with that's run the experience, like Chandler Smith and Sammy and things like that. So I'll lean on my teammates a lot, and just all the people that I can use, I'll just use as many as I can.
One of the storylines whenever we go to Richmond is the driver's ability to conserve equipment, conserve tires. Don't use it up early in the run. Save a little something for later, which is something that you do on the late model side. Will that help you manage that equipment, manage those tires, manage your race on Saturday?
Yeah, I think so. And a lot of people that's reached out, they say, hey, man, just go do what you do at Five Flags and a lot of these other places. It's definitely going to play into your wheelhouse. Just be aggressive on restarts. Be aggressive when you come qualifying and things like that. But they're saying everything I've kind of learned about the place, it does fit my driving style. And that was one thing when we started this whole deal, when JR and Reem and Junior wanted to do it, man, I was like, because they had Martinsville or Richmond. I think there was another Bristol. I was like, let's do Richmond. I feel like that was kind of the place growing up. And I did, you know, anything could happen at Martinsville. I'd been there, but Richmond was kind of the racetrack I wanted to go to.
You talk about Pensacola Five Flag Speedway, very abrasive racetrack. Do you feel that Richmond is on par with the abrasiveness of Pensacola?
Yeah, I think so. The biggest thing I'm going to fight this weekend is, and running the ARCA race this past weekend at Five Flags helped me a tremendous amount. With the braking is a good bit different than what I'm used to. You can really drive these super late models pretty hard and pretty aggressive, and the braking's there. You can stop the car, and the tire is a good bit different with the radials now. That first 20 minutes of practice, because that's all we get is 20 minutes there on Saturday morning. Man, I'm really going to have to fill it out. You know, like me and Andrew was talking about, like anybody can go fast, but it's just those long runs and kind of filling out the tire and how much it can take, because it will fall off. It's just going to be a different way than what I'm used to. So I just got to get as much information there as I can and collect as much data and put it to use on Saturday.
Well, we know what's coming up Saturday, your NASCAR Xfinity Series debut. But for those that may not know, what about on the late model side of the house? What's the late model calendar looking like coming up for you?
Yeah, we've really had a good start to the season. We've won three out of the four races, and we broke on Sunday at Five Flags, broke a motor in a good situation. So to possibly put ourselves in another win. We got a couple of April and May's kind of slim for us, but man, when we get to June, July, we're gonna travel up to Lee Speedway, Slinger Nationals. There's just so many that all the ASA races, just kind of hit those big money races, Nashville Derby. We got a big summer planned ahead, and looking forward to it. That's just, man, I love the late model racing. I love getting after it and the people and the fans and everything that's involved. So we're looking to have hopefully a good year, and we continue it.
The calendar's busy on the late model side, but depending on what happens Saturday, if the phone call comes again and they want you back, would you entertain that? Would you entertain a NASCAR opportunity at 37, 38 years of age?
You know, I've had that question asked to me a couple of times. I don't know. I had to think about it some more. It had to be the right opportunity. Really, at my point or at my point in life, I have a family. I have three girls. I enjoy what I do now. I'm very happy. But you never know. If the right opportunity, how could you say no? You know what I'm saying? It's just tough. So, yeah, I'm sure I'd like to do it one time, maybe a full year or something like that, but you never know.
Well, we wish you the best, my friend. We wanted to have you on. Haven't had this opportunity before. It's something a lot of us are looking forward to this weekend, your debut with the NASCAR Xfinity Series, Junior Motorsports, coming up the Toyota Care 250 Richmond Raceway on Saturday. Appreciate the time. All the best to you, and I hope we get this opportunity to visit again.
Sounds good. I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
I've been waiting for this one. Can't wait to see what Bubba Pollard's got for him this weekend. He's the king of the late model world. How will he deal with the kings of the NASCAR Xfinity Series this weekend in Richmond? Before we get into the broadcast schedule, let's shift our gears and jump back over to the Cup side of the house. Producer Trey is here with odds for this Sunday's Toyota Owners 400. Trey?
Well, Mike, a lot of people expect the Toyota contingent to be fast in the Toyota Owners 400, and Vegas is amongst that list. The four favorites to win this weekend on Easter Sunday night are the four Joe Gibbs Racing cars. We've got two co-favorites, Denny Hamlin and Christopher Bell, at plus 425. And then, right behind them, you've got Martin Truex at plus 850. And then Ty Gibbs is right there as well. Kyle Larson sits right below them at 9-1. If you ask me who I'm going with this weekend, for the second time this month, I am going with Ty Gibbs. At this point, I think his first win is only a matter of time. We've seen him have speed at Richmond in the Xfinity Series. This is the second race under this new short track package. He led laps at Phoenix, probably was the class of the field at Bristol, just got out-dueled a little bit by his Joe Gibbs Racing teammates Denny Hamlin and Martin Truex Jr. in terms of saving his tires, which he will have to do this weekend, but I think you'd probably be safe just throwing a little bit down, a unit or two on Ty Gibbs every week coming up here soon until he gets that first win. He's getting closer and closer to pulling that off. A couple of long shots that I like. The furthest Toyota down in the odds is Bubba Wallace. He is 35-1 to win this weekend. Had speed, led laps the last time we were here at Richmond in the summer last year. And then former Richmond winner who is looking to end a long winless streak, Alex Bowman, who is coming off of another good run. He's got a couple top fives so far this season. Alex Bowman, 50-1. Bubba Wallace, 35-1. But I'm with Vegas. I think one of the Toyotas get it done, and I think it's Ty Gibbs celebrating in victory lane for the very first time.
I'm liking that Ty Gibbs pick, and I'm liking any pick that involves Joe Gibbs Racing this weekend. They're going for their 19th Richmond win, and all fingers point to Toyota. All fingers point to Joe Gibbs Racing or one of the 23-11 Toyotas this weekend. We've got you covered from Richmond. Our coverage will start Friday night with the Whelen Modified Tour. Be sure to tune in for the Virginia is for Racing Lovers 150. Motor Racing Network airtime 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Saturday, doubleheader coverage for you. We got Cup practice and qualifying at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, followed by the NASCAR Xfinity Series, Toyota Care 250. That will come your way at 1 p.m. Eastern on Saturday. And then we're back. NASCAR Live Race Day on the air at 6 Eastern. And the Toyota Owners 400, the first of two races at Richmond Raceway in 2024. I'd like to thank Bubba Pollard for joining us. Producer Trey, I'm Mike Bagley. For the rest of the MRN crew, we thank you for joining us as well. Tune in and twist in our coverage from Richmond this weekend. We're back Tuesday, 7 Eastern, for another edition of NASCAR Live. And of course, 1 week from today on Thursday, another installment of NASCAR Live Wide Open. Until then, so long, everybody.
NASCAR Live Wide Open is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy four tires Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Craftsman in your hand, not to stopping, yeah.
Not a chair, creaky stair, or even engine repair.
Craftsman in your hand, nothing you can't do.
Make a lawn, make a jar, pour that kitchenette on.
Craftsman in your hand, not to stopping, yeah.
From outdoor care to home and auto repair, do it with Craftsman. Find the tools, equipment, and storage you need at your local Lowe's, Ace Hardware, or Craftsman.com.